still stand, reminders in this wilderness of lochs and rocky hills. Reminders that people once came this way, herded cattle, slept in bothies, met, parted. This mound at Bray Bick lies unassuming, bracken-covered, passed unseen every day. And my great-grandfather had that hill. Find such an imprint of something so ancient and yet so ephemeral staggers the imagination. Humankind has been on Earth only a tiny fraction of the age of these delicate fossil raindrops. Thus were the crofters deprived of their livelihoods, their ancestral hill pastures taken from them by force or deceit. Being not live and let live, but disgust and starve them out. Dashing at their feet. The vivid colours of the sphagnum moss, beautiful crimsons, greens and yellows, the startling blue or red of a dragonfly flitting around in the sun, hidden pools and startling emerald, rocky hollows, bald summits rounded by glaciers. It was the abode of an old woman who lived there alone, on the very edge of existence. Distant echo of the ruins of later inhabitants which dot the landscape. But I cannot pass by without remembering the old man's story. How many hopes, how many dreams and heartaches lie buried here, unmarked and long forgotten. The lawn itself seems somehow cushioned from the modern world around, as if the thick moss and peat muffle everything external, so that we are left with just the ceaseless whisper of the Altna Krici and the sigh of the wind, two things eternal. Curtains of mist drift across to obscure the loch below, that the fragile shell of the present collapses and we are left in a timelessness of moss and moisture. Old shealings lie, sadly, waiting for the next Imrich, which will never come.